sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace from the one who comes to us this night and always in peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. It's hard to see in the driving rain. Why bother? Giant raindrops fall from the sky, and we can barely even open our eyes in the driving rain. We duck our heads, pull our hoods, and look down at our wet shoes getting wetter in the puddles. And it's tempting to just want to go back inside. It's hard to see in the driving rain. It's hard to drive, too. Even when we're covered and dry in our cars, the roads are slick, the visibility is cut way down, the wipers squeak irritatingly across the windshield, and we can't even hear our own thoughts with the pounding of the driving rain all around. What if I get stranded? We worry. What if I start to slide in the driving rain? And then you have to get out when you get to wherever you're going and splash through a parking lot or down a sidewalk. You risk slipping or dropping something. Who wants to drive in the driving rain? I wonder if it was raining the night Jesus was born. Maybe that's why there was no room anywhere. Everyone crammed into the inns. Everyone in except out in the stable. I wonder if the stable creatures were wet with that wet smell of animal smell. I wonder if the shepherds had to duck for shelter from the driving rain as they watched their sheep. We know it was a dry climate, but we also know that everything was different that night. Maybe it was driving rain. Rain has a way of getting us down, doesn't it? Cloudy and cold. Perhaps a good description of this season. Maybe this whole year in some ways. Even in our parties and our songs and our gifts and our attempts at good cheer, the visibility can be pretty low. We have no idea how things will turn out in 2019. The roads are slick. And the wipers of the raindrops, you know, those people who just force a smile all the time. Positive thinking, positive thinking. They're like those irritating windshield wiper sounds. They help for a moment, I guess, but almost in vain as the huge raindrops come back just as soon as the squeaking stops. We duck our heads and look down at our wet shoes getting wetter in the puddles of 2018, and it's tempting to just want to go back inside. It's tempting to want to just go back into ourselves, back into our circles, back into our routines and habits and the way we've always done it, back into our locked and familiar and safe little worlds, because it's hard to see in the driving rain. But if it was raining the night Mary and Joseph were sent out to the stable, the rain surely didn't stop the child from being born. It didn't stop the angels from singing, even if their wings were soaked. It didn't stop the shepherds from hearing and going to the stable, even if their feet were freezing and their cloaks were heavy. If it was raining, it didn't even make the story. When it rains, you know, you have to squint. You have to work to see. And when you have to work, you become stronger. In the rain, your senses go on high alert so you don't slip or slide or drop anything. In the rain, we hang on to what's important extra tightly. We get off the phone and we pay attention to the roads. We think ahead and we wear extra layers. When you have to work, you become stronger. We'll never know if that first Christmas came in the rain, but we do know that Christmas 2018 comes in the rain. Rainiest year on record, right? Even if it stopped literally raining for a little bit this week, the rain keeps on falling, if we're honest. Even as we find peace in this place and on this holy night, the conflicts pour on around us, maybe inside of us too. Many homes are unsafe. Many spouses are angry. Many children are afraid. Innocent blood washes down the gutters of our world, even this holy night. Some of our own members and loved ones sit in lonely beds this evening, wondering if they'll live to see another Christmas on this earth. Many families have wrung out the last of their savings on this joyous occasion and are wondering how they'll get through the next month. The road is slippery indeed as the storms rage on, and it is hard to see in the driving rain. But the hearers and the sharers of God's unstoppable good news are not deterred by their impaired sight in the driving rain. Friends, we sing on. We sing on even if we can't see so well. Even if our wings are soaked. We strain our ears to hear through all the noise, all the drip drops of false advertising and merchandising, the empty promises of happiness and security. No, we confess, those things won't weather the storm. And so we too, like the shepherds, go trudging. We trudge, having heard the angel chorus, we trudge through the muck and the mire from one strange, soppy spot to another. Like the shepherds, from a cold, dark pasture outside the city fence to the unseemly feeding trough of an ox. Our garments, too, heavy with storm water and smelly with history. This has not been an easy road to this stable. We can barely find it. And we can hardly believe what we've just heard. But still we go. Still we go. And here we are. In Bethlehem. The house of bread. Its meaning in Hebrew. To think that we would find ourselves in this damp stable of Jesus. Leaks in the roof. Spots on the floor. This is the feeding trough of an ox, after all. The smell of manure in the air. This is where we meet Christ. And it is beautiful. Still, there is joy. Still, the flicker of light shines in the darkness. For wrapped in scratchy bands and held close to his mother's breast is a child. A newborn child peeks through the pain. The cry of new birth. The glimpse of hope. For from this child comes not armed forces or smooth political persuasions, but from this child comes the redemption of our fallen world. The healing of our selfish hearts. From this child comes the forgiveness of all our broken deeds. From this child comes the very peace of God. From this little child that we inch closer to see in a dripping stable, squinting through the darkness of our lives, comes the light of life, who calms every storm, who heals every ill, who releases every sin-locked captive, who breathes every peace and grants every grace. Christ is here. Christ is here. And when the storms finally pass and the sun finally stretches out across the Piedmont to warm the earth and dry our tears, we will see, maybe not even in this life, but we will see a glorious new growth. The light green shoots across the fertile ground, even from a stump. The colorful blossoms, the rivers that flow, the trees that wave in the wind, the jagged edges smoothed, the friend and foe alike gathered for stew over a common fire, weapons melted, condolences offered, laughter and wine, apologies heard and accepted, songs and dances shared. We shall see that the angel's song is true. Peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. It's hard to see in the driving rain, but the storms will pass, for Christ has come, for Christ is here. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.